FAZ News. Dr. Gregor Samara secured recently an ERC starting grant for his outstanding research proposal, Signaling Cascades in Metabolic Diseases. I had a quick chat with him, curious to find out more about his research.
Basically, from the beginning of my research career, I was interested in the molecular basis for development of different diseases. So, metabolic diseases, especially obesity, came into my attention when I kind of realized what kind of problem it is in the current society. I mean, we have right now about 1.5 billion of people which are obese or overweight, and 350 million people which are diabetic worldwide, and these numbers are still increasing. So I think there is an urgent need for understanding how diseases are developed. Yeah, of course you can tell everybody reduce your calorie intake, do physical exercises. In fact, you know, it's much more difficult as you see from the numbers.
In healthy people, a complex system of cell and hormonal signals regulate whether we feel hungry or full. Overeating and lack of exercise have a negative effect on the molecular detection of nutrition. The complex system gets out of balance. Fat cells start to accumulate the unused energy of food.
Obesity usually is not a problem by itself, but what's happening that when you're having condition of obesity, you are developing ectopic lipid accumulation and hormonal misbalance. So on the molecular level, it actually leads to the aberrant activation of the different signaling cascades, which are promoting in the cells insulin resistance, and this results in the development of diabetes. So this is the main disease actually associated with obesity. On the other hand, when you are already becoming obese, similar signaling cascades evoked by the hormonal misbalance and topic lipid accumulation are also increasing food intake and decreasing our energy expenditure. So this is basically, you know, why it's so difficult to lose the weight.
Then ask him what his research proposal is about and what he plans to do with the ERC funding.
We are trying to understand the molecular events which are leading to the development of obesity and obesity-related disorders. We are focusing our investigations on the signal transduction pathways in the cells. Basically, we are looking how different signaling molecules are changing their activity in the condition of obesity in different organs. We are focusing on adipose tissue and partially also on liver.
In previous studies, Samara discovered that a subset of the PKD family members, named PKD1 and PKD2, have a significant influence on body fat storage, whereas PKD3, another member of the family, seems to control the liver function.
Actually, we showed that if we are deleting PKD1 or PKD2, we are able, at least in mice, to prevent development of obesity. Although we are feeding our mice with high-fat diets, so with the diet which is rich in the calorie, and normally it leads to the development of obesity in these animals. When we block activity of PKD3, mice are gaining the same amount of weight, they are accumulating fat, but they are not diabetic. We are trying to understand how it actually these three molecules are interacting with the rest of the system in the cells to evoke this phenotype which we observe. What we are planning to do in the framework of our ERC grant, we are planning basically to understand what exactly PKD1, PKD2 and PKD3 does in the cell. On the other hand, we are planning to expand our research in the field of so-called non-canonical signaling molecules, which are regulating stability and shutting down the signal transduction in the cells. So basically we are kind of combining a classical mouse genetic approach with high throughput screening, and we are also combining classical biochemical approaches with proteomic approaches. We think that these are new key molecules in the development of obesity.